Educators are becoming more and more aware of the impact trauma has on a child's ability to learn. In some schools in Pennsylvania, so many children are living with trauma that it can be overwhelming for schools. For Keystone Crossroads, Jen Kinney tells us of a new program in Philadelphia that's making connections between kids, families, and teachers to help them heal.
The fire that destroyed her dad's apartment is the scariest thing that's ever happened to 8-year-old Dakota Johnson.
I was on the first floor, and this guy was smoking, and he half fell asleep, and it was 5 o'clock in the morning, and me and my dad had to go to the hospital.
Dakota was okay, and so was her dad. He had just inhaled some smoke, but he'd lost all of his belongings. And Dakota...
I was crying a little bit, scared. I have nightmares about it sometimes.
And it wasn't just nightmares. Dakota's always been a bit of a shy kid, says her mom. But after the fire, she became a lot more sensitive. She started getting stomach aches, going to the school counselor a lot. She'd get scared that there could be another fire.
And that's really what trauma is. People think if you get hit by a car, that's the trauma. It's how you react to that event that becomes traumatic for you.
That's Natalie Dallard, project manager for a new program bringing trauma therapy to kids in Dakota's neighborhood in North Philadelphia, where gun violence and poverty are prevalent. The program is unique to Philadelphia in that it's completely free to all children in the neighborhood, regardless of their parents' insurance.
Residents realized that something was affecting them, something was affecting their children. There was a reason why there was so much violence. There was a reason why people were angry or hurt. There's a lot of people who are walking wounded, all living in this same neighborhood, and they recognize, hey, we need help with this.
Dallard hopes that this also makes a difference in Philadelphia's schools.
Trauma impacts the way that you learn, right? So if I'm in the classroom and I'm constantly worried about, is someone going to come through the door and assault me? I'm not focused on what's going on in the classroom. I can't sit still. And that we see with kids in classrooms often spills over into acting out behaviors which disrupt the classroom. You know, teachers are spending less time on instruction because they're having to, you know, do a lot of redirection with some kids. And then, you know, you just end up with a chaotic situation.
The therapy in this program isn't your typical lie down on a couch and talk about your childhood stuff like you see in the movies. It's a type of treatment called trauma-informed cognitive behavioral therapy, and it aims to give children lifelong skills they can use whenever trauma flares up. Levi Lee is the therapist for the program and will be working with those children over the next few years.
Some things just need to be healed, and you need to learn certain coping skills that you're not naturally born with to heal properly.
Lee actually grew up in the neighborhood, so he knows how important this program is and the barriers that can keep people from seeking help.
These are my people. This is my community. You know, I definitely seen my mom cry on numerous occasions because she worked two jobs and really couldn't afford to pay the rent. You know, my dad really being in and out of my life in jail. Dealing with those feelings, you know, as a young man growing up in Philadelphia, I understand.
And he knows he didn't always get the help he needed to process all that. As a therapist, Lee first teaches clients what trauma is. Then he gives them tools to help them relax. Next, he tries to get them to realize that some of their fears aren't grounded in reality.
Making them really notice what is a fact and also what is an opinion. When you're traumatized, sometimes you can get it mixed up.
Dakota, who started the program 3 months ago, knows how that feels.
Sometimes, like, I'm scared at night. And, like, I think there's about to be a fire, but there isn't.
After working with Lee, she has some tools to help now.
He taught me some breathing exercises. I had to blow my stomach up and then breathe out of my mouth slowly.
She's writing her own trauma narrative, and she's learning little mantras she can repeat to herself.
So I have to say it's not that deep 3 times, and then I say, why is it not that deep? Like, why being in a fire is not that deep? Because I'm safe, and I have breathing exercises.
To have a 9 or 10-year-old to know more interventions than an adult is major.
The program is aimed at children, but it's also designed to educate the adults in their lives about the effects of trauma. Lee talks to both parents and teachers.
Yes, teachers, y'all have a major piece of this as well. Because if you think about it, the client is with the teacher for 8 hours out of a day. It's a long time.
It's been 5 months since the fire now. Dakota doesn't have the nightmare so much anymore, and she's having fewer stomach aches. I ask her how she thinks she'll feel about it a few more years from now.
I'll still be like a little scared maybe, but I won't be that scared, but I'll be a little bit scared.
For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Jen Kinney.